Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Friday! Henry's got the night off, Steve Thompson in, Chris Tubbs alongside, and we have a really good show lined up for you tonight. A little bit later on, Andy Greeter covers Golden Gopher football and the Loons for the Pioneer Press. It'll join us live from Eugene, Oregon. Gophers, Ducks later on tonight. And we'll do that in about 30 minutes. A little bit later on, Bob Nightingale, Odyssey MLB Insider, will join us. We'll review the big Major League awards, the latest on that gambling scandal involving the Cleveland Guardians closer, and much, much more with Bob Nightingale after the news and weather at 7. A little early to heat up the hot stove, considering how lovely it was today here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. And the weather couldn't have been better for the big Krispy Kreme opening this week. And you've probably seen or heard the stories about people lining up overnight to get the first donuts at the new Krispy Kreme in Fridley. I can honestly say it is not something I would do, but I have stayed up all night to get in line for tickets. I was much, much younger in the era where you had to go to a box office to purchase tickets. Now it's all online. I mean, there's no sleeping out on the sidewalk or anything like that. And, of course, when you go to the State Fair, there can be long lines. If you go to Disney World, I haven't been to Disney World in ages, but I remember when the kids were younger, we went down to Florida. And some of the key rides and attractions, the wait was very, very long. And it was before the day where you could spend extra money and just buy your way to the front of the line or get some sort of free pass, if you will. This was in the old days when you had to wait your turn. And I remember one time, years ago, when we were at Disney World in Florida, where we waited to get on the ride Space Mountain for at least 2 hours. At least 2 hours. Now, a two-hour wait at the fair for that donut joint up on the north end, that was pretty common. I remember Shaletta sent her family up there to get the donuts. I don't even remember the name of the place, because there's no way I'm waiting in line at the fair at 2 hours for anything. But they did, and they brought them back, and they were good. And the people that stayed out all night for the Krispy Kreme grand opening earlier this week, you know, they are good. I've had them before when they were in Maple Grove years ago. I went over there after the hubbub died down. And when I've traveled, I've stopped at Krispy Kreme. My daughter went to school in Arizona, and not far from school there was a Krispy Kreme, and we'd stop in, you know, when they had the warm donut sign, and they're good, but it's still a donut, and I'm not committing to that. But what I wanted to know here, and have a little fun here to get the show started on a Friday night, what is the longest, what is the greatest commitment you've made to waiting in line for anything? It could be sports tickets, concert tickets, merchandise, etc. Pre-COVID, when that trend of stores opening on Thanksgiving or opening at midnight on Thanksgiving night, that's kind of gone away again. But pre-COVID, it was a big deal. And I remember on a Thanksgiving night, let's say 7, 8, 9 years ago, something along those lines, we took a drive to see what was going on at the local shopping area across the river in Coon Rapids. And here it is, the Thanksgiving night, and the stores didn't open. And I'm talking all the biggies, Target, Best Buy, all of them in that area. We're going to open at midnight. And it was kind of breezy, kind of chilly, but not horrible. And there were hundreds of people lined up outside these stores for several hours before opening to get in and take advantage of the deal. I am certainly not doing that. We went to the Walmart up in that neck of the woods, and the same deal, the store was open, but people were camped out in the aisles in various departments waiting for these doorbuster deals. Once again, another thing I would never consider doing. But what I want to know, and you can get involved on the talk and text line, is what is the longest you've ever waited in line for anything? And, you know, maybe you had a long wait at the DMV. I don't know. Typically at the DMV, if you follow the instructions and get a number and do what you're told, things move along pretty well. It's the people that go to the DMV and don't follow the clear instructions when you walk in the door on what to do that throw a wrench into things.
It's like the Soup Nazi episode of Seinfeld. Just know what you're doing before you get in there.
Yeah, you better be ready. And the thing is, and this is what I found with the DMV, you can do a little homework before, pre-fill out the forms before, and then when you get there, follow the clear instructions to let them know you are there, and then get in line and wait your turn, and let the good folks who day in, day out work at the DMV do their job. It's the people that come in and have no idea what forms they need, what forms of ID they need, and don't follow any of the instructions. And then the poor people, then they wander up to the counter and say, yeah, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. And they look up from their work and point to the sign. Read the sign. But anyway, that's what I want to know. Now, Chris Tubbs, mine involve way back in the day getting sports tickets or concert tickets, where I made a commitment, spent the night outside to get in line and make sure when the box office opened. We don't need to do that anymore. You did a similar thing for Garth Brooks, right?
I did, yes. And listen, love will make you do some crazy things, especially when you're a young hormonal individual, say maybe about 22-ish years old. Garth Brooks, who at one point was the hottest artist in the world, he was like a...
He's still a big deal.
Still a big deal. He played two shows in Fargo. And me being a 22-year-old student, graduated... No, I was still, I was still a student. Oh my God, I don't even know when I graduated from college. It was not long ago. I was not the biggest fan, but my girlfriend at the time was a huge Garth fan. and she really wanted to see Garth. And at that point, the only way that you could get tickets was to go to a Ticketmaster outlet, whether it was in like a grocery store. You'd have to go to like customer service, or, you know, you'd have to go to the box office.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
I decided on a Friday night, I wanted to show my love to this woman. I wanted to just, you know, I wanted to be there and show a commitment. And they went on sale at 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I decided chivalry is not dead. I'm going to prove myself this infinite love that I have. I decided that I ain't going down till the sun comes up. And I decided to camp out at the Fargo Dome box office 5 o'clock the night before.
All right. Was it cold? Was it hot? What time of year?
This was in the spring, so the weather was turning. So it was maybe about 45-ish degrees.
Yeah, it wasn't January in Fargo.
No, it wasn't January in Fargo, but I mean, it was April in Fargo. And April in Fargo is still cold-ish. So, no, I was out there. I was not the only one, thankfully. There were a lot of people that were out there, but 17 hours in line to get tickets for Garth Brooks for two nights. And I am thankful that we do not have to do that again.
Yeah. Now, did she stick with you for a while? You get her to the show. You paid the price. You paid your dues. You got the tickets. Did she hang in there with you?
Well, we got married and then got divorced. So I guess we hung in there for a while.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it led to marriage.
It led to marriage, yes.
Yeah, it led to marriage.
You know what? You had to get the starter one out of the way. That's what I was told.
You know, I have two stories about me in long waits. Now, we're referring to the people earlier this week who camped out to make sure that they were among the first in line to get a Krispy Kreme donut and Fruit Loop. Wouldn't do it. I hate the donuts.
Donuts.
Yeah. Not doing it. But way back in the day, there was a girl, and
you did crazy things for love, too, didn't you, Steve?
I happened to be in high school, and this is 1981. North Stars get on a run, and they were playing the Calgary Flames in the playoffs. And a guy I knew... We had this idea. Yep, let's get tickets. Let's face it. I was in school, didn't have a lot of money, had a job, and I said, all right, let's go for it. So we drive down to the old Met, and we got into the lot. It's in the spring, obviously, Stanley Cup playoff time. We get into the lot early evening. And we have a pretty good spot in line, but there's a lot of other people in line waiting to buy Stars, Flames playoff tickets. And we stay out all night. And, you know, we brought gear and blankets and stuff. So, you know, it was still a little chilly. It was spring here in the cities. But my favorite part of the story is, you know, I'm scraping this money together, made this commitment, stayed out all night, and... landed the tickets, and as this girl that I went to school with and I wanted to go out with, and I said, hey, I have tickets to see the Stars and the Flames at the Met. You know, you want to go? And she did, and she went. I thought it went really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
It was a double date because the guy stood in line with, he took his longtime girlfriend.
Did the Stars win?
I don't even remember.
I must have been that good.
I don't even remember. I honestly don't even remember. But Willie Plett was playing for the Calgary Flames back then. You know, eventually played for the Stars, you know, and big time bad guy, and, you know, definitely a heel in Stars fans' eyes. Don't even remember if they won or lost the game we went to. Because I was pretty much focused on making sure this girl I'd asked out spent all this money, really worked hard to get these tickets. I really wanted to impress.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted to make sure, you know, the food, the beverage, everything after the game.
You wanted to treat her to a nice night out.
We had a good time, and we lived in the northern suburbs, so it was a long haul. She lived Brooklyn Center or Brooklyn Park, kind of on the border, and I lived up in Champlin. And you know, it was a double date thing, and we dropped her off first, and then they dropped me off, and on the way, my buddy and his girlfriend went. And I thought it went great. You know, I thought it was a great night. Everything went well. And
did you get a peck on the cheek that night?
Not going to go there.
Okay.
It's a family show. And
so proud of you.
Yeah. It's a family show. You can use your imagination. So next time we're in school, it could have been like a Friday night or a Saturday night game at the Met. So I didn't see her the rest of the weekend. Maybe it's because I didn't call or whatever. By Monday, she dumped me. And I thought everything just went great, and I got dumped after all of that. So
she just used you for the puck?
Yeah, she just wanted to go to the game. And said, yeah, I'll go with this bum and put up with him and then quickly dump him.
Puck and leave, man. I hate that.
Yeah, it wasn't good. All right, if you've got a story, what is something you really paid your dues? You waited a long time in line. Maybe you slept outside. 651-461-9226. It's a Lake Show here on a Friday at News Talk, 830-WCCO. So people stayed out all night to be first in line to get donuts at Krispy Kreme and Fridley earlier in the week. And I was kind of like, wow, I have done that. But one time was for Stars Flames. Didn't work out while I was trying to impress a girl, and clearly didn't. And then later on, with the woman who would become my wife, we stayed out all night outside the old Civic Center to buy U2 tickets to see the Joshua Tree tour when it came through here. And that goes in the way back machine. I was out there with my brother and his buddies, and it was a great time. And if we have time, I'll share that story. We may not, because we do have a lot of texts, and I want to share your stories as well. Steve, I don't do long lines anymore. I go to amusement parks midweek. I arrive at the State Fair early when they open to avoid lines. I bend over backwards to avoid waiting anywhere I go. 100% agree. I hate lines. Like at the fair, it's kind of like, yeah, I'm in the mood for a Prano Pup, but the line's a little long. That's kind of where I'm at. We got the cheese curds this year in the food building. We got to the fair early. Nobody in line. Otherwise, I like cheese curds. I really like the cheese curds in the food building, but I'm not waiting. I agree. That's a great take.
How long would you wait for Sweet Martha's at the end of the day, though? Like everybody, let's be honest. That's when everybody gets it, though. That's when everybody does on the way out.
You know, when we were at the fair as a family this year, I suppose it was 5-10 minutes. That's kind of my max. But it was one of those.
Really?
It was one of the things because my daughter wanted them. I'm like, all right. Dad's going to step up and wade into the throngs and get cookies. Now, from our text line, girlfriend wanted Purple Rain tour tickets, would not do it. She was not worth it.
You're not Purple Rain worthy. If you are not Purple Rain worthy, you have got a very, very high standard. And I applaud you for not compromising, because you can't compromise on that. Good job, Texter. Way to go. If she wasn't worth it, good for you.
Yeah. I mean, bravo. See, I got burned, but I didn't know she wasn't worth it. Mm. She dumped me after the Stars Flames game. Here's one. I slept out overnight at Dayton's for Prince tickets. Got there at 5. Then went on sale the next day at 10 a.m. That from Jan and Greenwood. Yeah. Very typical.
Sounds
way back
similar,
in the day.
Yep.
And youngsters have no concept of that.
These kids
are too soft.
They're so soft. I have to get in a waiting room. Oh, I have to. I might have to sit here on my phone for 2 hours and not get a guaranteed ticket. We had to show up and not get guaranteed tickets. Okay.
Yeah, we had to sleep on the sidewalk.
I mean, give me a break.
To get tickets to big shows.
Soft Gen Z-er millennial kids. Jeez. We walked uphill both ways with no shoes when we were younger, Steve.
Here's one. Anybody who's been to the ER, unfortunately, knows the wait. Had to wait 6 miserable hours in the waiting room to be seen by a doctor at North Memorial, which does not have enough patient rooms to make the waiting time reasonable. Stayed out overnight for Springsteen's Born in the USA tour for a show. That's one I believe at the old Civic Center in St. Paul. One of the shows, I can't remember, first, second, or third, Courtney Cox
was
the one that jumped up on stage.
Yep. I was just going to think when I saw that, I'm like, I wonder if that was one of the Courtney Cox shows.
Stayed out overnight for Ozzy and Motley Crue tickets in 84. I bet that show is worth every penny. Ozzy and Motley Crue in 84. Woo. Yeah. Saw Willie Plett score the game-winning goal from the blue line in a playoff game. But did you wait out overnight at the Met to get it done? Gamers know the struggle of waiting all night for console releases.
Oh, well, my God.
Okay.
We know that's
there
true.
There you go.
That's true.
Yeah, that's fair. I would say, though, the concert ticket game now is you better have the right credit card and you better get in on the pre-sale. That is my advice. If you want to see an artist, do a little research. In the modern era, when I wanted to see someone, try and join their fan club. You might get in on a pre-sale. And then, if you have the right credit card, you could be in business as well. But a lot of great memories. I will say this about staying out at U2, or staying out at the old Civic Center to get U2 Joshua Tree tickets back in the 80s. With the person who would eventually become my wife and my brother and his buddies, it was a great time. People would step out of line and go to Mickey's Diner or go to bars on 7th. Yes, pre-Wild, there were bars on 7th Street. And we'd come back in line. Here's the problem. Quick story. Our group fell asleep at some point. And then the line, we were all sleeping. Nobody woke us up. And the line had moved by us on the sidewalk. So by the time we got into the lobby in the old Civic Center, the first show was sold out, but the rumor was U2 would add a second show. So we kind of loitered in the lobby and were Johnny on the spot when show number 2 went on sale. And we got like 8th row center on the floor at the Civic Center for U2. So it all worked out in the end. Good memories for sure. And by the way, if you want to share, I always get a kick out of this stuff. 651-461-9226. It is 6:31. We'll have the weather in a moment. Then Andy Greeter from Eugene, Oregon. Ducks, Gophers, football on a Friday night. Gophers, big underdogs. We'll visit with Andy in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Friday night, college football, Minnesota at Oregon Gophers, Ducks. Andy Greeter there, covering for the Pioneer Press online at TwinCities.com. And Andy, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for being on.
Yeah, Andy, first, the weather looks like it'll be pretty good. No rain expected.
Yeah, it's pretty nice here. It's probably in the 50s. It's not as good as Minnesota. It's 50s, a little breezy, overcast. But, yeah, it's supposed to stay dry, so it should be a good night for some football.
Yeah, the Oregon Ducks, a new entrant in the Big Ten, a relatively new entrant in this new-look Big Ten, and they are big favorites at home tonight.
Yeah, they're 25-point favorites in this one. The Gophers have really struggled on the road. They're 0-3. Against Ohio State and against Iowa, they've lost by a combined 84-6. So things have not been good for the Gophers when they face the top tier of competition in the Big Ten, and tonight might look very similar to that.
Yeah, and Andy, the Ducks is certainly a program ranked number 8 going into the game tonight that want to get into the playoffs. So you know, this is a very meaningful game for them.
Yeah, especially given the fact that they've lost once already this year to Indiana. You certainly don't want to have two losses, as those 12 spots will be very coveted. And two losses and potentially three losses is really kind of a death knell for them. So, yeah, they'll certainly be focused. We'll see how many of their kind of star pass catchers are back. They lost a lot of guys or had a lot of guys miss that Iowa game where they won 18-16 in a rainy Iowa City last Saturday. So if those guys are able to come back, it'll look even more daunting for the Gophers. But Minnesota got some good injury news before the game. Darius Taylor, who's been banged up pretty much all year and missed the Michigan State game and only played 3 snaps against Iowa, he's clear to play. He's clearly their most dynamic offensive weapon, especially coming out of the backfield. Obviously, we talk so much about what he provides the running game, but he's also a great safety blanket for Drake Lindsey. So his return, he's able to be close to full strength. We'll see how much he can go, how explosive he can be. But it's really good news as the Gophers try to pull off an upset here in Eugene.
Yeah, good news for the Gophers. They are bowl eligible. But going into the year, I think this team, and there were expectations that it could be much more the way the schedule shaped up.
Yeah, I think, you know, being having 6 wins going into November, I think, is quality for where this program has been. I think when you look at who they've lost to, obviously the Iowa loss probably stings the most, and also in the fashion that beatdown was, that obviously hurt them. And Cal, I think, is a pretty good team. They've kind of turned things around, and they're a quality team, but that's certainly a winnable game back in September. You look at Ohio State, you look at Oregon, those are kind of, when you look at the schedule going into the year, those were two obviously massively daunting, likely lost type situations. So yeah, Cal and Iowa were two disappointing games, but you know, if they lose tonight, they can still get to 8 wins. They've got Northwestern at Wrigley Field next, and then they've got, you know, the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe just after Thanksgiving. So 8 wins going into the year, I think, is good. But, you know, when you look back at what P.J. Fleck was saying at Big Ten Media Days in Las Vegas, he was dreaming about college football playoff. And obviously that's not going to happen. So I think when you look at it, there's obviously expectations to continue to push and change what this program can be. But you also need to look at the historical perspective and say, you know, 6 wins going into early November and the potential to get 8, maybe 9, I think is a quality year for Minnesota.
Andy Greeter joining us from the Pioneer Press, covers Golden Gopher football and the Loons as well. We'll try and sneak in a couple of questions about the Loons before we say goodbye. Back to the Golden Gophers, though, in Drake Lindsey, young quarterback. How would you assess his year to this point, Andy?
Yeah, you know, I wrote a story here this week about how I feel like he's becoming a clutch performer. He's got 4 drives, either, you know, game-tying or game-winning drives. He had 2 of those against Michigan State. He had 1 against Rutgers, and he had 1 against Purdue as well. So for a redshirt freshman that has the kind of poise and wherewithal to be composed when the game is on the line, I think is very impressive. I think, you know, he's had some rough games. Obviously, the Iowa game where he had 3 picks was his worst game as a college quarterback. But I think there's a lot of things to build on. You can obviously see his talent, his size, his arm strength, his accuracy in a lot of times. And he's also being tasked with a lot at the line of scrimmage. I think in the college game, it's so much about what's being done pre-snap from the sideline. And he's being tasked with getting in the right checks and the right alerts.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And switching the plays. And I think that's impressive for a redshirt freshman. And obviously they knew that there was going to be growing pains starting a guy for the first time. But I think he's been able to really build on what he's done this year. And this environment in Eugene is awesome. But it's not going to be too much for him. He's played at the Horseshoe. He's played at Kinnick. So he's been kind of in these spots before, and you're kind of hoping that he can build on them.
And there was a lot made about the trip to Cal earlier this year and how they adjust schedules and so on and so forth. Was that really a theme this week, or kind of been there, done that? That is a new reality in the Big Ten. You're going to make trips to the West Coast.
Yeah, for sure. And they were trying to practice really late that week to kind of get ready for what would have been a 9 p.m. Minnesota time kickoff. This one's an hour earlier than that. They've had a bye to kind of get ready and get healthy. I think that can come into play. I think when you travel two time zones, the record is really against you as far as if you're able to pull off a win. But I think once you're out there and you're 18 to 22 years old, I don't think it has that much of an effect. But obviously the quality opponent, a tough road environment, I think those are kind of more factors than if it's a couple hours later than you're used to.
And these games are hugely important. Not only is Oregon ranked, but it's a nationally televised game. A lot of eyeballs on this. So there is, great opportunity, but also great risk as well. If you get dumped like you did in Iowa, that's not a good look.
Oh, absolutely not. That's obviously what they're going to try to avoid. And obviously they had a big showcase against Ohio State as well, in the Horseshoe. So, yeah, they definitely need to come out and be competitive because, like you said, I think I've enjoyed, and I know I'm probably in the minority, but I've enjoyed some Friday night football, college football, and I've tuned into a lot of games that I probably wouldn't have been able to if it was on Saturday. So, yeah, everyone's kind of looking at it and being like, can you be competitive? Is this going to be interesting? Is this going to be worthwhile for spending my Friday night? And that'll really come down to if the Gophers can do the right things to pull off an upset. Are they able to get turnovers? Are they able to get explosive plays? Are they able to run a trick play or two to success? And those are kind of the keys that you need to have if you're going to pull off an upset as a 25-point underdog.
Yeah, so Gophers Ducks coming up tonight. It will be on Fox, so a big opportunity. Then the trip to Wrigley, that's going to be really interesting to see in the second to last game. And then, of course, the Badgers come here. Wow. It'll be at Huntington Bank Stadium. But it'll be cool. I love Wrigley. It's so fun to stay in the loop and then take the train up to Wrigley. Just great experience for Gopher fans, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody's really looking forward to that. I was talking to some Gopher fans at MSP at the airport yesterday, and they had plans to come to Oregon, and then once they saw the Gophers were playing at Wrigley, they're like, we really need to go to Wrigley as well.
Yeah.
So obviously they're doing pretty well for themselves if they can go on back-to-back road trips. But yeah, I think it's a unique experience. It's something that I've really looked forward to. It's been this game and Cal and obviously Wrigley. This has been a great year for Gopher road games and road trips. Just all five of them have been really high quality type environments and games. And that's why I think you see a little dip in season tickets at Huntington Bank Stadium, to be honest with you. But yeah, everyone will be able to get a taste of what that looks like tomorrow when Northwestern hosts Michigan at Wrigley Field.
Yeah. And by the way, Northwestern is building the new Ryan Field. You got to check this out. It is unbelievable. The money being put into this facility, it is going to be not huge, 30,000, 35,000 seats. Go online, do a Google search for the new home of Northwestern football and a lot of other events. It is amazing, Andy.
Yeah, it's really cool. It kind of reminds me of soccer stadiums where you have a really high kind of incline down to the field. It's going to look like it's pretty condensed and kind of a daunting type of environment. Not the biggest, but kind of enclosed and a new age. Obviously, the Big Ten has a lot of old venues, so it'll be cool. And obviously, Ryan Field was so dilapidated at the end. Yeah. I remember my last game there a couple of years ago, and the usual route through the concourse to the visiting locker room and the press conference room wasn't possible because there were ceiling tiles that had fallen down to the ground, and it was kind of cordoned off. So that was way past its prime and long overdue to get a new stadium. So it's cool to kind of have that come online here, I think, next year.
Yeah, but I think even in the Chicagoland area, that is going to be like a go-to concert venue. Because of the design and the way it's set up with kind of the roof over the seating area, and it's really compact, it's phenomenal. I don't know if they have those plans, but I bet it will be used for a concert or two. Speaking of the road trip to Oregon, what a setting, isn't it? I mean, that is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's the press box, I think it points into the west, and there's some of the Cascade Mountains, and there's obviously the pine trees and the aspen trees. They're turning bright orange, yellow. Just gorgeous, an awesome venue. I'm really grateful to be able to have this for a gig and be able to go to these cool places.
And then, Andy, finally the Loons, a miracle win in game 3 over Seattle. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was the greatest game that I've ever covered for Minnesota United. I think when you're trailing 2-0 after 8 minutes against a high-quality team, kind of a gold standard in MLS and in the Seattle Sounders, you're thinking, okay, this one's over and then the season's done, and you start thinking about the next stages of what goes on in an offseason and just the different things that happen. An incredible free kick from Joaquin Pereira from about 30 yards out. And then they get a red card, and they're down to 10 men, and you're like, okay, well, this is now definitely done because you're not able to come back from being a man down. And then they score 2 goals in the second half and take the lead and then give up a lead in the 88th minute. And then you not only go to penalty kicks, but you go to 10 rounds of them, and it finishes off with the goalkeeper squaring off in the 10th round. I mean, Hollywood couldn't write something as drama-filled as that. It was just incredible and so fun to be a part of that.
And they advance to the conference semifinals, and they get San Diego next, the number one seed in the West.
Yeah, that'll be a really tough challenge for them. That's a week from Monday. San Diego, they beat San Diego there, and San Diego beat them in St. Paul before that this season. But two very contrasting styles. San Diego wants the ball. They want to attack. They want to probe. They want to get forward. They want to dominate. And Minnesota is fine without the ball. They're okay bunkering and trying to hit on the counterattack and set pieces. So I would not be surprised if that game, especially given the fact that it's in San Diego, as San Diego has 70% possession, it's going to be really, really difficult. San Diego is a high-flying team, like I mentioned, and they took care of Portland pretty easily in that third game last weekend. It'll be fun, but it'll be a challenge for Minnesota.
All right, and then final one, Andy. What about the schedule change for Major League Soccer? They're going to kind of follow the European model, fall to the spring.
Yeah, it's going to be a real challenge for Minnesota. Obviously, they're not going to play in the second half of December at all in January and the first half of February. So, but there's, as everybody in Minnesota knows, it's cold beyond those 8 weeks. So they probably won't have, the league probably won't give them any games the first part of December or the late part of February. They've been playing games in March already. So it's going to be a challenge for them. You know, I was thinking about it today. When I covered the Timberwolves, I would hear Flip Saunders talk about how they would have to pay a tundra tax to bring people to Minnesota, given the fact that they're going to be playing in the cold, training in the cold, and living in the cold. I think it's going to be more difficult for Minnesota to acquire players and build a full roster, just given how much that is going to be impacted in the schedule and how players perceive the league in Minnesota.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out, but a huge change coming to Major League Soccer. All right, Andy, I know you're busy. Thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, appreciate it. Take care.
There he is, Andy Greeter, Pioneer Press, covers the Gophers and the Loons. He's in Eugene. You can follow him, of course, online at TwinCities.com or pick up the Pioneer Press. Good dude, been joining us a long time here on CCO. 10 minutes now in front of 7. It is the Lake Show. Steve Inton for Henry. Chris Tubbs alongside here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.